in Celsius.
Matt Taylor, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 26th of May. There are warnings of gales in Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Faroe, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low Faroes 979, slow moving, deepening 974 by midnight tonight. New low expected Dogger 999 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at 0, south at 0. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Tyne. Showers, occasional rain later in Tyne, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, becoming cyclonic later in Fisher. Fair, then showers, then occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. North Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. South Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Sole. Showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest and 4 in southeast. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later in west. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by north, 5. Recent rain, 14 miles, 1,002 now rising. Stornoway, southwest by west, 4. Recent rain, more than 38 miles, 997 now falling. Lerwick, southwest, 5. Recent rain, 15 miles, 993 steady. Lucas, west-southwest, 4. Rain, 7 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 1. 1,009, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5. 11 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5. 5 miles, 1,017. Jersey, west, 4. 8 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 4. 5 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 4. 7 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest by west, 4. Recent rain, 7 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 5, 14 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Malin Head, west-southwest, 5, slight showers, 8 miles, 1,005, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 26th of May. The general situation, a strong and unstable westerly to southwesterly airflow covers the United Kingdom. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Showers, squally in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, backing south for a time later, 4 to 6. Showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time later. Showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then showers, then occasional rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 4 or 5, backing southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 to 7 for a time. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 4 to 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8 for a time. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 5 or 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in south. Squally showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, squally showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 for a time. Squally showers, then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest 5 to 7. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Hayden Spencerley.
Good morning. Bank holiday Mondays are funny things to me. On the one hand, the opportunity for most of an extra day off or an extended weekend is a great gift, especially so in our culture, which does not seem to value pausing, resting, or stepping aside from everyday life. Even as I say this, though, two thoughts come to mind. One is that every work week, which includes a bank holiday, is an increased challenge for me. If I take the rest day, then I always seem to end up with a sense that I need to fit the work of a full working week into 20% less time. That is not fun. It's also not strictly true, but a pressure that I seem to put on myself. Why do I do this? Who knows, but it is quite deeply ingrained within me. The second awareness about bank holidays which I have become increasingly conscious of, and this one is perhaps more important than my own more self-involved musings, is that they're not available to everyone. So many people are so busy serving us in statutory, medical or emergency services that they would barely notice the loudly trumpeted and benevolent gift of a public holiday. If you are one of those people listening to this morning, thank you for all you do for your community and for society as a whole. Father, thank you that you invite us to work together, all together, for the common good. Thank you for those who work today so others can rest. I pray that rest might come for them too, and soon. Make this a holy day for us all, I pray. Amen.
Aidan Spencerley. Now, farming today, where Helen Milliken meets a pair of naturalists in search of nocturnal wildlife.
Great to hear their song thrush. It's amazing how repetitive their song is. And they're often one of the first birds to sing in the morning. And as we can hear now, they're one of the last.
This may sound like the archetypal spring dawn chorus, but far from being up with the lark, or in this case, the song thrush, Nature Reserve Warden Jim Shaw and wildlife recorder Guy Broom are on a night out in the North Pennines.
We're in the Cumbrian Far North Pennines on the west slope of the main ridge. So to one side of us are the High Fells, Tarmonnaeth, the appropriately named Cold Fell. Far below